You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are having a great time with Adam Lipkin. And what's your title again?
The C-Pace guy.
Yeah, but you got to go, the C-Pace guy.
That was pretty low. I thought that was good.
You're working on it. You're a little higher than I am, but that's good. It's a different voice. So listen, we're the second half of the show. We're going to talk about what I've been seeing at the different conferences. And Adam speaks at the conferences. He goes to them with me. We were just at the UF conference, and you were just in Washington lobbying Congress on a bunch of different issues.
Right.
So let's talk about this. I was up at the IMN bankers and bank executives and receivers. It's the thing that talks about foreclosures and balance sheet debt that the banks carry. And you want to know something? The delinquency rate is like the lowest it's ever been. There's no REO. Everybody walked around and said, where's the deals? And the answer was, they didn't have any. One guy, his title of his thing was, where's the beef? And his last thing he said was, he'd take a stale bun at this time. One of the other things that we were talking about is, what's the impact of increasing interest rates going to be? And so far, it's been absorbed by a decrease in spreads. But now you're starting to see a little bit of an impact, and it's going to start impacting the appraisals and the cap rates. But, sure, you know, people need to start thinking about, what are they going to do with this rising interest rate environment and how they're going to make deals work. And I've got an idea that I just found out about. Sure. What is it, C-Pace guy?
Yeah, it's really being able to have an opportunity now to add value to your property without having to deal with refinancing in a tough market with rising interest rates.
Not even that. When they use you, you can blend their interest rate down. You'll help them lower their cost of capital. I'm giving the pitch for you.
Check this out. And that goes without saying. But you could do this while you're even in the middle of a term, right? So think about all the scenarios. Let's say somebody has to assume CMBS debt. They're 3 years into a 10-year term, and they have to do all this work. Where are they going to get the money? Well, now they don't have to go to partners to get their equity. They could basically use the PACE financing to do all their improvements. So many uses for this. It's incredible.
Yeah, I really think it's a great new financing tool, better than seller financing. And that's another way to buy down your interest rate, is to get seller financing. So there's all kinds of new ideas that are old ideas that are going to come back. So
innovations in financing, you know, you don't find that too often.
Well, that's where my gray hair kind of comes in.
Yeah.
The other thing that they talked about was receiverships and making sure you had the right receiver's letter. The order really needs to be tight. You know, so that was good. And then the other interesting thing that I heard is that people are actually buying notes at par because they can't originate enough to meet their goals. So there's these origination factories that are going, you know, like a private REIT or the private lender, and then they make something that's probably inside the box for one of the institutions, and they can sell it to the institution. But really what's going on is that the institutions are probably selling more to them. So it's really, really, really interesting, the time that we're in. And I've decided that I'm going to tell my clients that instead of buying cash flow, they've got to build it now. And so what I've done with a couple of my clients, we're doing some consulting work with them. We're going up to taking a look for new projects up in Central Florida and North Florida. I used to live up there when I got out of college. You know, Adam and I go to the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies boards. Yes, exactly. Eat them up. And so we meet people from all around the state that lead real estate, that are at the top end of real estate in their different capacities. We know a lot of family offices, do a lot of business with them. And so we learn what they're looking for. And one of the things that they're looking for is to efficiently deploy capital without taking a lot of risk. And right now it's not clear. So a lot of the people that I know that bought a lot of projects or developed a lot of projects, now is the time to sell. When they sell and somebody buys and they think that they're not able to make an appropriate level of return, I have a brand new idea for them on how to goose the return. Because again, Adam, your program lets people lower their cost of capital above their debt. So it's like cheap equity. Tell me about that.
So think about what ends up happening as a result of bringing PACE into a capital stack. You basically now are having your weighted average cost of capital come down anywhere from, you know, 100 to 150 basis points. That's 1 to 1.5%. Just by nature of lowering your cost of capital, your returns are going to go up. So not only the returns for you as a sponsor, the general partner, but your limited partner is also going to maybe be having an easier time to hit their minimum return threshold, which is, we heard, tougher and tougher to do these days.
Well, you know, and then interest rates going up, for somebody to be able to come into the capital stack with something that helps somebody lower their overall cost of capital by 1 to 1.5% means that they're financing the deal at a level that they would have done 18 to 24 months ago. That gives them an incredible advantage on all of their competitors who are operating with a higher cost of capital. They're passing that through to their tenants who have a higher occupancy cost. My God, I got to keep writing on this list. I got to tell all my friends about this.
So you hit the nail on the head, like the first movers.
I guess I sort of am right now.
You are. First movers that do this, they win the deal because they could actually pay a little bit more because their cost of capital is going to be a little bit less. Okay. So think about that as well.
What, are you kidding me? I just changed the person that's on the top of the list. I got to call him. He owes me a call, too. So that guy's getting a call right after this.
So just let me tell you.
I'm sorry. I'm doing business. I'm sorry, Wanda.
I'm going to let you flow.
I'm focused.
Focus.
I mean, if people saw the steam's coming out of my head, I'm thinking now.
There's so much to talk about this, but you should know that Florida's a state that's adopted PACE legislation, but you have to also have a county choose to opt into the program.
Oh, that's right.
Because I wanted to cover that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't want people to think they could do this everywhere.
No, for a while it was Dade, but not Broward.
Yeah.
It was going actually municipality by municipality.
So that's how we're doing it, right? And so you got to make sure that first you're in a municipality that's opted in, as it's called.
What's opted out? Let's shame the people that aren't allowing this.
Exactly. We really should.
I'm going to shame them.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to buy a deal in Florida. What municipality should I avoid? I can't believe I just stated
that. So I would say let's focus on what we should look at.
Right? Oh, you're so much better. Yes, we're going to stay positive. So we're positive.
Anywhere in Broward County is fair game for us. Okay. Anywhere in Palm Beach is fair game for us.
You're not mentioning Dade.
So we're just getting into Dade in a bigger way. We're in Miami Beach. Okay. We're in North Miami Beach. Okay. City Miami is just now coming online, as well as about six other cities.
Well, they had to get rid of the red light cameras in Miami before they talked to you.
City of Orlando is on board. That's obviously just a hot market. We've heard so much going on in Orlando, so much activity.
You drive up there, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So we have a whole government relations team. That's all they do is get counties and cities to opt in. Florida is one of the most important states.
Oh, I have a great lobbyist to refer you to.
All right. We'll talk after this for sure. I wanted to say, so that's the first thing, obviously. You got to make sure that the property address is in a PACE-approved district. And if it's not, you know, this is happening fast, it might be 3 months out or 6 months out. And the last thing I just want to cover is not only is this something you could use for costs that you may need to incur, but we could actually look back at any costs that you incurred in the last year or even as far as 18 months ago. So let's say you put in those impact windows in your apartment building a year ago. Well, guess what? We could actually get you reimbursed with PACE and be able to maybe pay back your investors early.
Oh, I've got one for you. Let's say that I'm located in the city of Miami and doing my 40-year retrofit. Take it and run. I just wrote that one down with a star.
You got your 40-year recertification in your condo building, right?
Right.
Yeah, you got it. So that's a huge thing.
After Irma. So they did Irma stuff too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're replacing all the windows, the cooling towers, everything. So that's your kind of deal, no?
It's a big need. Obviously, you can imagine a condo association. There's lots of unit owners.
This is a rental apartment. It's $20 million, probably.
Oh, it's rentals are easier. It's one decision maker.
What I'm saying.
So that's a no-brainer. That's easy. But even on the condo side, think about how much this could help for any special assessments.
It's okay.
Right?
I got the condo guy up here, too.
We got that as well.
Oh, I got them all.
So, you know, let's say you have a 200-unit building. You got to cover the cost of your chiller, your impact windows. And instead of coming up with 10 grand, you do the PACE program, and you pay $800 extra a year on your tax bill. And then when you sell it, you just pay off the remainder. So there's all sorts of uses that we could go through, and you're doing a good job giving me a few scenarios, but I'm trying to cover all the ways that you could possibly put this to use. It's really a new tool to consider on just a myriad of types of transactions.
Oh, I've got an idea. How about if a city is raising their streets like Miami Beach did to make it more resilient? Can a municipal government use this you know what I'm talking about.
So PACE is going to be more tied to parcels. Let me say it again. Parcels, right? So property. It's not going to be something that we could apply to necessarily like sidewalks, right, or community benefits. This would be more tied to a building that has an actual tax ID because this would be going to the property tax bill.
That's okay. Right? I thought it was a good question.
It was good. It was a great question.
Okay.
Yeah, and hopefully there's some other programs.
Well, you're
that we could
supposed
see
to say, you say, Jim, that's what infrastructure bonds are for.
Right? I mean, you would hope that there's some other ways to come in for that.
So, you just hijacked this whole segment. High five to you.
This has been great.
I'm going to give you a headset and we're going to give another high five right now. High five to you. Thank you. So, Adam, if people want to get more information, you're on LinkedIn. That's a good way to get you, right?
There's a lot of education you need to know about this. Best to go to LinkedIn, look out for me, Adam Lipkin, LIPKIN, or you can give me a call, 786-563-3529. Happy to answer any questions. It is a new area, so usually there's a lot of questions that come up, and we're really acting as, folks that are going to educate you on how you could use this and actually make it work.
That's awesome. Well, stick with us. We're going to talk a little bit about Vivian and what's going on with Vivian after the break. Adam's part of the team, so Adam, you can stick with us, and we can talk about that too.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to I guess you can't really finance a kidney, but that was a great rehab we did on Vivian. That was surely a value add deal there. So
your
thank
sure
you.
Will to no. make it happen.
Oh, God bless her. God bless Betty and everybody else. So Wanda, incredible. Take it away. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about Vivian and also probably about more about how you can save money on your real estate, because this has just got to be rocking.
Awesome. Really?